51. The Reason of Life. Laney's two favorite Tokyo bars during the happier phase of his employment at Paragon Asia Dataflow had been Trouble Peach, a quiet sit-and-drink place near Shimo Kitazawa Station, and The Reason of Life, an art bar in the basement of an office building in Aoyama. The Reason of Life was an art bar, in Laney's estimation, by virtue of being decorated with huge black-and-white prints of young women photographing their own crotches with old-fashioned reflex cameras. These were such modest pictures that it took you initially a while to figure out what they were doing. Standing mostly in crowded streetscapes with the camera on the pavement between their feet, smiling into the photographer's lens and thumbing a manual release. They wore sweaters and plaid skirts usually, and smiled at you with a particularly innocent eagerness. Nobody had ever explained to Laney what this was all supposed to be about, and it wouldn't have occurred to him to ask. But he knew art when he saw it, and he was seeing it again now, courtesy of the Rooster, who somehow knew Laney liked the place in Aoyama and had decided to reproduce it off the cuff here in the Walled City. In any case, Laney prefers it to the barber shop made of misaligned graphics tiles. You can just look at these girls in cool monochrome renditions of wool and flesh and other textures of cities, and he finds that restful. It was strange, though, to sit in a bar when you didn't have a body present.
"They're coy about it,"
the Rooster is saying, of Libya and Paco, and how it may be they've succeeded in hacking Cody Harwood's most intensely private means of communication.
"They may have physically introduced an agent into Harwood Levine's communications satellite. Something small, very small. But how could they have controlled it? And how long would it have taken, undetected, to effect a physical alteration in the hardware up there?"
"I'm sure they found a more elegant solution," Klaus says. "But the bottom line is that I don't care. Access is access. The means to access are academic. We've hacked Harwood's hotline, his red telephone."
"And you have a tendency to pat yourselves on the back," Laney says. "We know that Harwood's had 5SB, but we don't know why, or what he's doing with nodal apprehension. You seem to be convinced it's something to do with Lucky Dragon and this half-baked Nanofax launch."
"Aren't you?" asks Klaus. "Nanofax units are going into every Lucky Dragon in the world. Right now, literally. Most of them are fully installed, ready to go operational."
"With the faxing of the first Taiwanese teddy bear from Des Moines to Seattle? What's he hope to gain?" Laney concentrates on his favorite girl, imagining her thumb on the plunger of a hypodermic-style manual release.
"Think network," the Rooster puts in. "Function, even ostensible function, is not the way to look at this. All function in these terms is ostensible, temporary. What he wants is a network in place. Then he can figure out what to do with it."
"But why does he need to have something to do with it in the first place?" Laney demands.
"Because he's between a rock and a hard place," responds Klaus. "He's the richest man in the world, possibly. And he's ahead of the curve. He's an agent of change and massively invested in the status quo. He embodies paradoxical propositions. Too hip to live, too rich to die. Get it?"
"No," Laney says.
"We think he's like us, basically," Klaus says. "He's trying to hack reality, but he's going strictly big casino, and he'll take the rest of the species with him, however and whatever." and scream. Lainey isn't sure that you do. He wonders if the rooster's reiteration of the reason of life incorporates the tiny six-seater bar downstairs, the darker one where you can sit beneath very large prints of the pictures the girls themselves were taking, huge, abstract triangles of luminous, gelatin-printed white panty. Can you get me that kind of look in on Harwood stuff any time?
Until he notices you, we can.